steps in one verse 8. Acts 8:1-8. Okay. All right. Let's read our scriptures today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Begin. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. One more time, brother. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today I'd like to share focusing on the phrase where he says, you will be my witnesses. Now notice the scriptures, how scriptures are very firm and very strong on saying, you will be. Not you might be, or you can be. The Bible declares you will be. Meaning, this is byproduct of something. This is a sure thing. Right? This is a very certain thing. And this is the outcome of something. So, obviously we know the answer. And that answer is, when you receive, right, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will be. So, when you receive the Holy Spirit baptism, the byproduct, the result of that is you are going to be His witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Today, I'd like to focus on, you will be my witnesses. I like to focus on the word witnesses. Next Sunday, I like to talk about how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is very, very important topic. Because perhaps, including myself, we have been misguided, misled with the wrong teaching. Therefore, we need to unlearn what we have learned before and relearn the truth. Hallelujah. So today and next Sunday is very important. Okay, so let me begin with the message today. You will be my witnesses. Perhaps God is looking for His witnesses. There's a TV news channel called Eyewitnesses, right? Have you heard that before? Eyewitnesses, right? Channel. Eyewitnesses. So what is that witness actually means? Okay? Witness. What is the meaning of witness? Eyewitnesses. Okay, there we go. I put down the definition. Let's read the definition of witnesses. Ready? Begin. The meaning of witness is primarily to bear a living testimony of Jesus Christ in His crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Hallelujah. Amen? So, it's a living testimony, not dead testimony. It's a living testimony of Jesus Christ in His crucifixion, in His resurrection, and in his ascension. Oh, hallelujah. God is looking for the true witnesses. And I believe you and I, if we are believers, then we are His witnesses. We are the people who have seen His crucifixion, His resurrection, and His ascension. Now you may ask a question, how we have seen those things? It's all there in your spirit. You never saw with your physical eyes. You were not there 2,000 years ago, there in Golgotha. Right? Were you there? Did you see with your physical eyes?
No.
You saw with your spiritual eyes. Maybe there's someone here who have not seen it. Then today is a day to see it.
Amen.
Come on, church, open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Do I have to beg you?
No.
Huh? You came here to see Jesus, right?
Hallelujah.
Right, Tony?
Amen.
No, that doesn't sound like it. You came here to see Jesus, are you?
Amen.
Okay then, express. We are here to express, amen?
Amen.
We're not here to sleep. If you want to sleep, you can sleep at home. You want to be quiet? You can be quiet anywhere alone. Here is not the time for quietness.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
You want quietness? You go to cemetery. It's very quiet.
Whoa.
Why? People are dead. But church is not cemetery.
Right.
Amen. Church is full of resurrected people.
Amen.
People who are in the realm of resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is alive.
Amen.
God is alive.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We do not want another ethical teaching or philosophical teaching or theological teaching. No. We're not interested in religious teaching.
Amen.
Where you only know in your head and you just nod your head. I know that story. Wow. I know Jesus. I heard Jesus. But do you really know Jesus in your spirit?
Wow. Amen.
Because you are born again in your spirit, not in your soul.
Right. Amen.
John 3:6 says, flesh give birth to flesh. Spirit give birth to spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, your spirit is born again. And if your spirit is alive, then you want to express triumph God. You want to express Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't have a desire to express Him, something's wrong. Today is a time, time to be born again, maybe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one has to force you or persuade you. When you come, walk into this is called meeting hall, right? Overflowing church meeting hall. When you walk into the meeting hall, then you got to exercise your spirit and just wanted to just express your desire to lift up His name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And when you see your brothers and sisters lifting up His name, then your heart will be stirred up too.
Amen.
You'll be so glad because you are seeing your brothers and sisters who are filled with the Spirit and who are just filled with the love of God and just expressing their love for Jesus. You will be also be filled
Amen.
With that same love and same spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We got to be here with the right attitude, my friend. Right motivation, right attitude, right heart. Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. No one is here to waste the time.
Wow.
No one is here to just fulfill religious duty. No. I'm not interested. You're not interested, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not interested in numerical growth here. Try to make an overflowing church famous. No.
Amen.
We are not here after your money. No. We are here for only one person, and His name is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we are His witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
We are His witnesses not by our mere words, but we are His witnesses in our life.
Amen.
It's a living testimony.
Amen.
It's a living testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have a living testimony in your life?
Amen.
If you have a living testimony, then you will be His witnesses. Maybe you will be sharing. I'm living with my wife Rachel here, and then in my house, it's small. Let's say I found a diamond. Not even my fist, but maybe this size. This little pinky size of diamond. Even this little pinky size of diamond, it will cost millions of dollars, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So if I find this pinky-sized diamond, shining, it's glowing, I found diamond, somehow I found it, and it's real. Then, do you think I will be silent to my wife? She's my loved one, right? Do you think I'm going to be silent?
No.
I just keep it to myself?
Oh,
do you think I will do that?
No.
Do you think you will do that to your loved one?
No.
No! You will jump! You will jump up and down, and you open your mouth wide, and you will, wow, honey, we're rich now.
Amen, amen.
Honey, this was a good car. Honey, let's do a traveling.
Yeah.
travel to Europe.
USA.
USA? Yeah, USA good, but Europe too, huh? Just enjoy, right?
Yes.
I would do that. You would do that too, right?
Yes.
So here, you met Jesus Christ, who is everything. He's all inclusive.
Amen.
He's all inclusive.
Amen.
Meaning, in Christ, everything you need to know is there. So if you have seen Jesus, yeah, then you're not going to be still. You will shine. You will share. That's what it is. Okay? Testimony. Living witnesses. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look at this now. John 1:14. Next verse. Okay? Okay, let's read it together. Begin. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have... Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have seen what?
Glory.
Oh, we have seen His glory. And the writer here is saying, oh, we have seen His glory. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So this person, writer, at least, have seen the glory and the glory of Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth.
Right.
And he has seen it, and he wrote it, and he testified it.
That's nice.
Have you seen the glory?
Hallelujah.
Have you seen the glory?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Some of your face shows, what are you talking about?
Glory.
Some of your facial expression, it kind of say, what are you talking about? What glory? What glory? If you've seen it, then it will come out through your facial expression. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hmm? If she loves me, it will portray. It will express through her facial expression, through her countenance. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
If she hates me, it will also portray. Huh? If she doubts me, then it will also portray. But every day, I can testify she loves me.
Mm.
I can see on her face. Mm. Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Do you have seen His glory?
Oh,
you show.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Here's the key word. We have seen it. Seen. You have to see it. Listen. The more you see Jesus, the more you will be changed, because you become what you see. Everybody repeat. I become what I see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At least you. The saints here, dear saints, at least you, some of you, you didn't come into this old front church, at least you have come and you have seen the calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
The other church, I'm sorry, they don't call on the name of the Lord. Huh? You went to J church, you said, do they call on the name of the Lord? Oh, Lord Jesus, continuously in their life? No, I don't think so. You know what I'm talking about? Because you have come and you have seen it, now you can testify it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, it is very important that what you see in your daily life, in TV or anywhere else. So watch what you see. All the misery of human, the history of the human being started with Eve. When God put them in front of tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, represented Jesus Christ, and also tree of knowledge and good and evil, which represents Satan. But then Eve saw tree of knowledge and good and evil instead of tree of life.
Mm.
Meaning, spiritually speaking, Eve, she saw Satan, the enemy, instead of Jesus Christ. And that's when the history of human being got sidetracked big time. It is very important what you see, because you become what you see. Especially, right, with your spiritual eyes. And perhaps your spiritual eyes has been covered up with your soulish eyes. And your soulish eyes have also been covered up by your fleshly eyes. Do you understand? So, look. Everyday life, we are seeing many things in TV or handphone or whatever, in your factory, right? In your workplace, with your physical eyes, and that's what you're getting. You're inputting. You are receiving all this inputting of that the enemy is giving to you through this mass media. Oh, Lord Jesus. How we need and how we are desperate to see Jesus Christ our Lord. Because we become what we see. If you see Jesus every day, you will become like Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's God, man. Jesus is God, man. Therefore, you will live a God, man life.
Amen.
Oh, this is unavoidable. This is a byproduct. Oh, you are His witnesses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, we need to choose to see the good things.
Wow.
Of our wives and husbands.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who? Where is a husband who's without fault, without weak points? Where is a wife without weak points? Raise your hand. Have you seen any husband or wife like that? No. Every husband, wife, or friend, or brother, or sister, or parent, even parents, right? They have weak points, and we need to see. We need to choose to see the good things, right? Now, it is unavoidable to see also the weak points of your mate. Now, when you see the weak points of your mate, your wife or husband or your friends, this is the message. That God wants you to exercise your love to cover up that weak point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Look, this is what Jesus did. Jesus always hang out with the weak people. Right? Jesus never hang out with Pharisees or Sadducees, those teachers of the law, those so-called religious leaders. No, He hang out with the poor people, uneducated people, fishermen. He hang out with the sick people. Huh? You understand? Leprosy, a widow, adulterous people. He hang out. And He sees so many, you know, the faults and weak points, right? And you know what? He actually liked the weak points of the people. So that His love can cover them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, His strength made perfect in our weaknesses.
Amen.
His love made perfect in our weaknesses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to see.
Amen. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, look, if we see Jesus, look, our perspective will be changed. Everything will be changed. If perspective changes, everything will change. Perspective matters. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to talk about 4 points quickly, okay? The first one is, the more you see the crucified Christ, the more you will live a crucified life.
Amen.
Let's read that together. The more you see. Ready? Begin.
The more you see
one by one.
Okay, so the first level, when we see Jesus, because we are His witnesses, right? We need to see Jesus as crucified Christ. The more you see Jesus, the crucified Christ, the more you will live a crucified life. Now, how many of you want to experience heaven-like life? You want to experience heaven. We are living on earth, but you know what? Heaven is in us. It's not outside. Heaven is in us, right? Where? In our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But listen, a heaven-like life is a crucified life. The greatest enemy is not out there. It's in you. It's in me. The greatest enemy is called, it's pronoun, I. Everybody say, I.
I.
Everybody say, I is the problem.
I.
Everybody say, I is the enemy.
I enemy.
Jesus said, you want to be my disciple? You want to be my disciple? What does it say? You need to deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You need to deny yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how do you deny yourself? You need to declare every day, not I, but Christ.
Amen.
You need to remind yourself, oh, not I, but Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I forgot that I was a heathen in Christ. I forgot that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, I was there. I was included.
Hallelujah.
Right? Galatians 2:20 says, I have been. It's a past tense. Past perfect, right? Already done. I have been crucified with Christ. So everybody say, come, let's exercise. Every day we need to exercise. Not I, but Christ. Come on.
Not I, but Christ.
Okay, talk to somebody. Not you, but Christ. Come on.
Not you. Not you, but Christ.
Not you, but Christ.
Now, don't say too much, Jessica. They might not like you. just kidding, I'm just kidding. Listen, listen. Not I, but Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We need to recite this all the time. Okay, listen. Oh, Lord Jesus. In a crucified life, listen, if you live a crucified life, you will fight less. You will have less stress. Okay? You will struggle less. You will worry less. You will fear less. Much less. I'm not going to say it's free, worry-free life. No. It's not possible as long as you live here on earth. Okay? When you go die and when you be with the Lord, that's the time 100% stress-free. But here, don't expect that. There's no such thing as 100% stress-free. No, you will have stress. Acknowledge that. Because we have flesh. Flesh and soul too. But it will be less stress. Less worry. Less fear. Amen? If you live a crucified life. The only way you can live a crucified life is when you see Christ as a crucified Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Christ who is in your spirit is a crucified Christ.
Amen.
When the anger is coming up in you, right? The anger is coming up in you. You got, what do you got to say?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And you got to declare. You got to declare, right? You need that more? A few days ago, I felt disappointed. I feel disappointed. I feel, disappointed, downcasted. I feel a little anger within me, and something's coming up. You know what I'm saying? I was about to blow up. So I said, I repeat this word 3 times. Not I. I was talking to myself. Not I, but Christ.
Hallelujah.
Not I, but Christ.
Amen.
Not I, but Christ.
Amen.
I just opened my mouth and I just uttered the voice.
Uh-huh.
Eh? To who? To myself as well as to the enemy.
Oh,
he's hearing. He's hearing,
yes.
Your voice. You know that, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After I repeat that 3 times, I was set free from that anger.
Hallelujah.
From that disappointment.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The more you see Christ as a crucified, you will live a crucified life. And that is a heaven-like life.
Wow.
But we need to even go more. Okay. No. Before that. Look. We started Lord's Table. On the Lord's Day, right? This is our 2nd time. Listen, brothers, let me just give you a little sharing about the Lord's table. The most, are you listening?
Yeah.
The most important meeting for church, for gathering of the church, is Lord's table.
Oh, that's right.
Why? Because Lord's table is 100% and purely for Him.
Amen.
We remember Him. Hallelujah. Remember Him that He died for us. So this Lord's table is for the satisfaction of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? And prophesying meeting through sermon or through teaching is for the body of Christ. So the most important meeting God considered is the Lord's table. Therefore, before you come to the meeting, you pray. Spend time with the Lord. Right? And then participate and just enjoy, in order for you to enjoy the feast of the Lord's table. Come with open heart, open spirit, and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will enjoy. You will receive the power. My favorite time is the Lord's table, actually. I don't know if you sense it or not. I feel the energy. I feel the spirit. I feel the revival in the Lord's table. Whenever I see the bread broken and the wine which represents the blood of Jesus, I feel revived. I feel blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A sinner like me, a wretched person like me, can participate the holy, the bread and the wine. Oh my goodness. Amazing grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you need to express that love to God and to the church. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, but you need to now go further. Not only we see Christ as the crucified Christ, but we need to see Christ as a resurrected Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read it together. Begin. The more you see the resurrected Christ, the more you will live a resurrected life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, look. So the crucified life, okay, it's not I kind of life, right? So there's a blessing when you leave not I but Christ. But now the resurrection life, it's a spiritual life. Okay? Not only confess not I, but we need to enter into something else. Okay, you understand? This is like, okay, the first stage is, okay, not I, but Christ. Oh, you kind of feel really a little relief from yourself. Praise the Lord for that, but don't stop there. We need to enter into the second level, and that is resurrected life. Hallelujah. The realm of resurrection. Everybody say the realm of resurrection.
Realm of resurrection.
And what is that? What is that difference from our realm of our physical or even our soul? Mm-hmm. Listen, the realm of spirit is so huge. It's a big ass whole universe.
Right.
Can you measure the universe? Raise your hand if you can measure the universe. Even the earth. Look at the sky. These days, I don't like, you know, this dust, right? But when you see the blue sky, it's so big, isn't it? So high. It's immeasurable, right?
Wow.
Unfathomable. Mm-hmm. The universe. Guess what? I didn't share this yet, no, with the TFTM. Wow. Guess what? Your spirit is as big as the whole universe.
Whoa, hallelujah. Amen.
Wow. Philip, are you getting this? Mm-hmm. Max, are you getting this?
Wow.
Look, as a person here, I'm standing before you. I'm small, isn't it? Right? I'm small. I'm a small person here. But within me, there's a spirit. And that spirit is so big, so huge, so huge, as big as the whole universe. And in that spirit, Christ is there as an indwelling spirit. Christ is there as a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And not only Christ, in my spirit, the spirit of Martin Luther is there.
Amen.
Spirit of John Calvin is there.
Amen.
Spirit of Wesley is there.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of Darby, John Nelson Darby from England is there. Spirit of Watchman is there.
Right.
Do you understand? Amen. All those spirit of the overcomers, the believers of Jesus Christ, is included in that spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because Bible says, he who is joined with Christ is one spirit.
Amen.
If we are one spirit with Jesus, then we are one spirit with all the believers.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you are in a spiritual realm, resurrected Christ, then you will indeed overcome all the soulish problems in your life. We need to become like eagle.
Right.
You know the eagle, right? Soar on wings. Go. And soar on wings to the high. The higher sky. When you go to the higher sky, look. When you go, the more higher you go up, the earth you see, your house, the problem in your house. You get it? The problem in your house. The problem in your school, the problem in the immigration with your visa, the money you have in the bank, everything becomes so small, 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 and it becomes so tiny.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Wow.
The more you go higher, the problems will be smaller.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the realm of resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are always talking about your problem, I heard this, even brother, right? I understand though. I heard this so many times. It's not easy. Oh, Korean life in Korea, not easy as a foreigner. Oh, not easy. I understand that. But you know what? What's easy then? What's easy? Listen. Although there are many limitations as a foreigner to live in Korea, but you know what? In your spirit, you can live a resurrected life.
Amen.
A victorious
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Overcoming life.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you can live a transcendent life.
Uh-huh.
Not your foot is here on earth, but in your spirit you are transcendent. Resurrected and ascended life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And if you are strong in your spirit, then you overcome your soulish problems.
Oh,
such thing as
God.
Your thought problems.
Oof.
Oh, the stress, the depression is coming from your mind. Did you know that? You understand? If you have a depression problem, you have a mind problem. If you overcome your mind problem, then you will never have a depression. Hallelujah. Because what you think, yeah? Your thoughts produce your emotion. Your emotion is never there without your thought. Are you getting this? It always starts with your thought and then it produces emotion. Emotion produces action. So if you are living a depressed life, it's because of you are feeling it and because you are thinking it. So if you want to change your action, then you change your mind. That's why the Bible says, repent, change your mind, then the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even today, as you are listening to the word of God, then you are changing your mind. I pray you are repenting. If you're not, your mind is not changing, then you're not repenting, then you're just wasting time. Because the purpose of this message, proclamation, is repentance. Hallelujah. Me too, including myself. So brothers and sisters, welcome to the realm of spiritual life. Hallelujah. There is no hint of darkness in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
There's not even a hint of darkness, not even a hint of a shadow of death. In your spirit, because it's full of resurrection power,
yes.
Full of resurrection life.
Amen.
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 So if you see Jesus as a resurrected Christ, then you will live a resurrected life.
Amen.
It's all about seeing it. It's all about seeing it. Okay. Third, the more you see ascended Christ, the more you will live in the realm of ascension.
Amen.
Now, the crucified Christ has to do with not I kind of life, right? Right? Resurrected Christ has to do with the realm of spiritual life. Ascension. Ascended Christ has to do with authority and power. Now Christ not only died, he rose again and he ascended. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe he ascended?
Yes.
Now, when he ascended, guess what? You were ascended together. Praise the Lord. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is what we are witness of. In your spirit. Guess what? Brothers and sisters, in your spirit, you are already ascended with Christ. You are no longer tied with the things of this world. You already have baptized through Red Sea, and you came out of Egypt. You came out of the world. Hallelujah. We are not tied to the world or to enemy. We are not tied with any evil things. We have been ascended. We are transcended. We are to live a transcended life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? You and I, we have a power to transcend all the problems of this earth. Visa problem, money problem, your health problem, everything. Really. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I had a back problem, backache before I preached, but now I don't feel it.
Amen.
What happened?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm transcended over my back problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm in my spirit. Oh, praise Jesus. Amen. Now, listen. Bible says our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the evil spirit, the Satan, right? Listen, it's very important that when you fight the enemy, Bible says Ephesians chapter 6, we need to fight the enemy, right? Ephesians chapter 5 is talking about bride. Ephesians chapter 6 is talking about warrior. So bride is a warrior. Warrior is a bride. They go together. One coin with two sides. Now, Bible says we are warrior, right? We need to fight. But we can fight the enemy in the position of authority, because we are ascended. Amen.
Amen.
Listen. The enemy is in the prince of the air, right? The air, the sky is above you, isn't it? So you cannot fight the enemy and win when you are fighting from the earth. No, you can't. You understand? The enemy is above you. He can't just easily crush you, right? If he is fighting from the earth. You understand what I'm saying? But praise God, we are above the enemy. Because we are on the throne of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. He was ascended and seated on the throne of God, and we are seated together. Ephesians 2. I forgot. 2:15. Ephesians chapter 2. We were seated together with Christ.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can fight from the position of authority. Do you understand? Don't pray like this. Oh, Jesus, please help me. Please help me. You are hurting. You are making Jesus' heart uncomfortable. Do you understand? Don't say, please, Jesus. No. You command. In the name of Jesus Christ, Do you understand? If something is wrong with this brother here, huh? You understand?
Oh, please, Jesus, help me.
No! You pray from the position of authority!
Amen.
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 And with the brothers, because two are body, right? When I'm with my brother, we're body. Me alone, I'm not the body. I'm just a member. Do you understand? But when body appears, Satan fears. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't go alone. Go with your brother. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So together with the brother, come on, brother. Something's wrong with it. Let's pray. Huh? Okay. Right? Right? Hold hands, and then we're going to pray. Right? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, all the mind-binding spirit, go!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He was poking the enemy. Not poking you, okay? But be careful, he might poke the enemy.
Thank you so much.
Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we don't even have to yell, actually. We don't even have to yell. You understand? Some people, they yell too much. No. You can just simply say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the body of Christ. We represent our Lord Jesus Christ. Mind, right? Whatever, the evil spirit, go. He will go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is called prayer of authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The authority and power is not with me. It's not me. It's not me. But it's Christ. Do you understand?
Amen.
And Christ lives in me. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, you and I, we can pray the prayer of authority. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, prayer of authority.
Prayer of authority.
Tell somebody, you have that prayer of authority. Come on. Exercise it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. John 6:40. Now, let's quickly read this scripture. Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on, let's read together. Begin.
And this is the will of Him who sent me, that everyone who loves His Son and believes in Him may have an everlasting life.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! This is the will of Him, the will of God. This is the will of God, will of the Father. Okay? The Him refers to the Father. This is the will of the Father. Now, many believers are so concerned about the will of the Father. Did he? Your daddy's over there waiting for you. Thank you. This is the will of the Father. Right? What is the will of the Father? Come on, you tell me. What is the will of the Father?
That everyone who sees the Son believes in Him.
What is the Father's will?
Okay,
just one at a time. What is the will of the Father? Sees the Son.
Right. Who sees the Son?
You want to believe Jesus? You want to believe in Jesus?
Amen.
You've got to see Him.
Oh.
If you don't see Him, you're blind.
Jesus.
How can you believe something that you don't see? Does this make sense? We have been actually taught before, right? Hey, although you don't see it, just believe. Just believe.
Wow.
This is the will of the Father, okay? That we need to see the Son and believe in Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we see Him in our spirit, then we can believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the will of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Then Bible says, oh, you will have everlasting life. And I will raise you up at the last day.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Do you want to see Him?
Yeah.
Do you want to see Him?
Amen.
Okay, but there's a problem now. There's a problem. I'm going to talk about the problem. I'm almost finished now. Go. Next verse. Okay, there's a problem. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Ready? Begin. In whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So there's a problem. What's the problem? The God of this age, right? The God of this age, he's talking about Satan, has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers. Now, we are all believers, right?
Amen.
Right? We're believers? Are you believers?
Amen.
But you know what?
Thoughts.
Our thought has been blinded when we were unbelievers. But even after we believe in Jesus Christ, we still have problems with our mind.
That's right.
we continue to let the enemy to bind our thoughts. There's a spiritual warfare going on in your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. Greatest battlefield is in your mind.
Amen.
So there's a problem now. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus crucified Christ, resurrected Christ, ascended Christ. But there's a problem. Our mind is blinded. Hello? My mind is just closed. That's the problem, right? So what we need to do is we need to repent. Change our mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to use our faith, use our spirit, and say, hey, all those mind-binding spirit, all those obstacles in my mind, or stronghold in my mind, I command in the name of Jesus Christ to go.
Amen.
I reject obstacles in my mind. I reject and I destroy the works of the devil in my mind. Do you understand?
Amen.
You know, sometimes when you go, the bird poop. Huh? Never fell on my head, but it did fell on my car. You know? And it's stinky, smelly, stinky, and it's, you don't like it, right? You understand? So, but, you can't avoid, sometimes you cannot avoid, right? Bird poop as you walk. Accidentally, you can just have it. You're gonna be victim of that poop, right? But you can avoid of birds coming to your head making a nest. That you can avoid. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? In your daily life, Satan to come into your mind, to enter into your mind and bring negative thought, pessimistic thought, dirty thought, unclean thought. That you cannot help. You know what I'm talking about? Right? It's like a poop. You got the poop. What do? You just repent. Right? Wash with the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But you can avoid bird. Matthew 13 is talking about the bird coming to the big tree nest, right? That bird is talking about the Satan.
Right.
So the bird here signifies Satan. Satan coming into your mind, building a nest that you can avoid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, take captive of every thought. Make it obedient to Christ.
Amen.
Take captive of every thought.
Hallelujah.
Not just some thoughts. Almost all the thought that you have, you know what? It's coming from the devil. Devil is shooting the arrow, dart of doubt, you know, dart of complaining, negative thoughts. You understand? So every time those things happen, then we gotta take captive and make it obedient to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Because when your mind is clear, and soft and open, guess what? You can see Jesus, the crucified Christ, the resurrected Christ, the ascended Christ, and you will believe, and your life will be transformed. This is what the Bible is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Do we have one? Okay, so Ephesians 1:8 now. 1:18. Before that. No, I'm sorry. Okay, go back. Sorry. Okay, ready? Begin. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of this calling and what are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints. Okay, here. What is the eyes of your heart? The eyes, right? Perceiving ability, seeing ability, understanding ability, right? Discerning ability. The eyes of your heart, what is it? It's the mind. Your mind is the eyes of your heart. Your mind understands. Do you understand? Your mind understands. Because you know, heart is the conscious plus soul. Your mind is the leading element in your soul. Do you understand? So it's the eyes of your heart. Now we sang the song, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart that I may see Jesus high and lifted up. Today we want to see Jesus resurrected and ascended, crucified. Amen.
Amen.
In order to do that, your mind has to be refreshed. Your mind has to be renewed. Your mind has to be resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring the life of Jesus Christ into your mind today. And let the stronghold in your mind be broken, be destroyed. The Israelites, right? The Joshua's generation, right? With Caleb, when they first enter into the land of Canaan, the promised land, the first thing they have to do is to fight the enemies in Jericho.
Right.
The tall fortress wall, Jericho,
right.
They had to fight the enemy, right?
Right.
That was a stronghold. Do you understand?
Right.
In order to, for them to enter into the land of Canaan, the, where the land is filled with milk and honey,
right.
to enjoy Christ, because the good land is, it signifies Jesus Christ, for
right.
them to enjoy Christ, they had to fight this stronghold. Do you understand? Listen, you and I, we have right to enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ as all-inclusive Jesus.
Amen.
We, you and I, we have a right to enjoy Spirit as an all-inclusive Spirit.
Mm.
Oh, she, Sister Martha, she shared John 10:10, right? Thief comes to kill and destroy, still can destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life and what?
Abundant life.
Not just a life, abundant life. Remember, that word abundant means God wants us to enjoy.
Amen.
If you have a children, you understand. You as a parent, you want your children to enjoy.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every time you come to the meeting hall to worship Jesus, He wants you to enjoy. But there's a problem, stronghold in your mind.
Mm.
That's what we cannot see. Oh, the will of the Father is to see Jesus.
Mm.
See Jesus and enjoy Him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let me come to conclusion now. So, where is there's a problem with our mind, right? Now, when we invite Jesus, the Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit will take care of the stronghold in your mind. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just need to trust and believe in Jesus Christ. When He comes to you, He will take care of it, right? But at the same time, not only He comes, listen, not only come, He's already there in you. Now, this I want to emphasize, and then I close. Because many times we think that the solution is outside of us. That's why we go to visit conference, seminar, to go to mountain prayer, all this doing outward thing. But you know what? The solution is in your spirit.
Amen.
It's not outside, but it's in you. So you need to see yourself, see your spirit. Because where Christ dwells, that's your spirit. Now let's take out some of the verses now. Go ahead. Alright? Okay. John, no, I'm sorry. We're going to pass that. Pass that. Okay, pass. Huh? No scripture? Romans 8:16. You know how you have that? Romans 8:16. No? I'll read it to you. Meanwhile, I can find it. The Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit Himself,
right.
witnesses with our spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit witnesses with your spirit. Amen? 1 Corinthians 6:17. You know that verse, right? He who joins with the Lord is one spirit. So, where is the Spirit? Now, look at me now. Okay, I'm done. Where is the Spirit? Where is this Spirit?
Mm.
This Spirit, all-inclusive Spirit, is the life-giving Spirit.
Right.
It's Jesus.
Right.
He died on the cross. He rose again. When He rose again, He became life-giving Spirit.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Right.
Jesus no longer is just Jesus. He became life-giving Spirit.
Whoa.
Now, where is this life-giving Spirit? In your soul? No. In your body? No. In your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you find Jesus in your spirit, listen, you have found the jewel, the diamond.
Amen.
And all you need to do is open up. Open up your spirit. Now, even if you open your spirit, listen, if your soul is closed, your mind is closed, how can it come out? Do you understand? Jesus, the Spirit in your spirit, wants to come out and let the water, like a living water, flow from within you and to come out. Overflowing, abundant blessings to enjoy to the uttermost, right? Do you understand? For you to enjoy Jesus, really enjoy, not only you have to open up your spirit, or you have to open up your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And lastly, you have to open your mouth. Isn't it? So that's why I say this over and over again. Okay. When you open your mouth, you can open your heart. That includes your mind. When you open your heart, you can open your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your mouth is shut, I'll never say it. You know what? Something? Let me be honest with you, brothers.
One more time, sir.
We are engaging in a spiritual warfare. You know what I'm saying? To call on the name of the Lord, oh Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, to call on His name itself is the greatest spiritual battle. The enemy will do everything to make you busy, to make you tired, and to make you complain, whatever the thought, it will come into your mind, not to call on the name of the Lord. Do you understand this? It's a spiritual battle. Do you understand? Spiritual battle is not somewhere there, the war going on. Yes, there's a spiritual battle too, but every day we are going through a spiritual battle of not calling on the name of the Lord. Because Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from this mind-binding spirit. Saved from this satanic power and the forces of the evil. The works of the evil one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brothers, call on the name of the Lord. Why not? Why not 100 times a day? Why not 1,000 times a day? Continually. Bible says pray in the spirit. Pray without stopping, Bible says, right? Pray without stopping. That doesn't mean go to the church meeting and pray alone. We can, you can pray in your spirit, calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, listen, you cannot call on the name of the Lord with your mouth shut. No. First thing you gotta open is you open your mouth. Amen? No, let's say this. Come on. Open your mouth!
Open your mouth.
Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself.
Open your mouth.
Okay, come on. First thing. Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your spirit.
Open your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, release Christ. Release Christ. Release the crucified Christ. Come on, say it.
Release the crucified Christ.
Release the resurrected Christ.
Release the resurrected Christ.
Release the ascended Christ.
Release the ascended Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abundant life is yours and mine.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power and you will be mine witnesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you have seen in your spirit, you will testify it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you have seen in your spirit, you will testify.
Amen.
The reason you have not testified, the reason you are not sharing the gospel, is because you have not seen it or you have not seen it enough.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
So today we want to see him enough. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mouth, say hallelujah.
Amen.
Recently I learned this meaning. When you say, oh Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus is his name, right?
Uh-huh.
After resurrection, Lord added before Jesus. Before the resurrection, it was just Jesus. But then when through his resurrection, he earned the name Lord.
Lord.
Indeed, Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the Lord. And all the kings will bow down before Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we call him Lord Jesus. But then we use the word oh.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That oh, actually it's groaning. It's groaning. Do you understand?
Oh.
Bible says Holy Spirit groans within us. Right? Holy Spirit groans within us. Now, we also need to groan. Why? Because of this world. Why? Because of myself. It's too strong. Because we have too strong of soulless life. Right? Oh, we have pride, arrogance, and lazy, and all those things. Right? Apostle Paul said, things that I want to do, I end up not doing it. Things I don't want to do, I end up doing it. Oh, how wretched person I am. Who rescued me from this body of flesh? Death of flesh, right? So we need to groan. Do you understand? Do you understand this? Bible says, I will not reject humble, broken, and contrite hearts. Remember that. Jesus will not reject humble and broken, contrite heart. When you come with a groaning heart, he will gladly accept you. Hallelujah. You get this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you use the word oh. Amen. So you have to groan. Oh! You know, as if you are giving a birth to a new baby, right? Oh! You know what I'm saying? You're giving a new life. You're giving birth to a new life, you know? You got to come out of that old life. You understand? You got to come out of the old life. You got to come out of the old creation. You got to come out of yourself. I. Ready? Let's do that. Let's do that. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ready? Come on. Ready? Begin.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe Satan has fled. I believe the evil spirit flee over you.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You feel the spirit of resurrection here?
Yeah.
You feel it?
Amen.
No more darkness in your mind. No more gloomy thought in your mind. No more depression thought in your mind. It's all lie. It's all shadow. When the reality of Jesus Christ comes, they will flee. They will go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, call on the name of the Lord like you have never did it before. And I guarantee, with the name of Jesus Christ, I seal it in the name of Jesus Christ. I seal it in the name of the Holy Spirit. You will be changed.
Amen.
And you will experience abundant life. Hallelujah. I'm not begging you. I am pleading you. I'm urging you as your brother. I'm urging you because I'm experiencing this crucified, resurrected, ascended Christ. And you can do that too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Next Sunday, part two. Don't miss it.
Oh, Jesus.
Because if you miss next Sunday, you're going to end up doing something else. Oh, give me the power. Give me the... That's wrong. I'll tell you. I'll explain next Sunday, right?
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we want to end. We want to end with sharing.
Uh-huh.
It's 4:05.